You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Who would have thought that it would take a pandemic like COVID-19 to get us taking and thinking about our finances more seriously? Well, according to the Old Mutual Savings Monitor, most South Africans have cut back unnecessary expenses. They are trying to pay down their debt, and they've even topped up their savings for a rainy day. John Manyike, the head of financial education at Old Mutual, joins us for more. John, thanks so much for joining the show. It seems like things are changing for the better in terms of how many South Africans are thinking about their money. Is that a true reflection of the latest savings monitor?
That's correct. I mean, we found that about 87% of the people we surveyed claim that the pandemic has changed the way they think about money and the way they manage their finances. So, you know, so look, like they say, don't waste a good crisis. So, at least that's a positive, and this comes on the back of about 38% of them who reported that they're actually earning less than they were before the pandemic. So, look, I must say South Africans are generally resilient and very optimistic, and we quite like what we're seeing in terms of some of the behavioral shifts, you know, with people adjusting their lifestyles and spending habits. About 62% cutting expenses where they can. And then obviously people planning ahead. We see 37% of them building up a financial buffer to handle a future financial shock, especially now that we have, you know, second wave, third wave, and who knows how many waves we'll have. Mm. And last but not least, we're also picking up that people are more aware of the dangers of bad debt, about 50% paying down debt. But there are other questionable choices, unfortunately, in the mix.
Like what?
Well, of course, you also do have instances where some, I guess one can argue that maybe this might have been forced choices that they had to make. And maybe there are people who are dipping into their savings, cutting down on medical aid, life insurance, including short-term insurance. And then short-term insurance for me was an interesting one because we know that there's about 70% of the cars that are on our road that are not insured. So, you know, when people start taking such decisions, imagine if you're paying an installment on a car and then voila, then there's a problem with an accident or a theft, and then you have to continue paying for a car that you're not driving. So those are not so good choices that we saw there. And also with a bit of an increase in borrowing, you know, particularly unsecured loans. And then we also did pick up, and this is also in line with what we have from the National Credit Regulator, you know, with, you know, the highest number of first-time defaulters in the first quarter of this year. There are people who are falling behind on their payments as well.
Okay, so it's a mixed monitor this time around. But I want to emphasize on your point of this behavior that we have seen, slightly improved behavior that we've seen in some areas of money management being forced, because a lot of the cutting back of expenses and the downgrading of cell phone contracts or even of gym contracts, it seems as though this is money that is being saved for the now. Even this emergency fund that you're talking about, it sounds like this is money that is being saved for a rainy day that could be in the shorter term. So how much of the savings is actually going towards long-term investments or long-term retirement planning?
Yeah, I think from the sample, it does look like a lot of it is short-term. I mean, we see this when we look at the number of people who hold more than one stock felt. So there's an increase in the number of people who hold more than one stock felt, and that tells you that, you know, people still believe in that. Again, which begs to the question, do we really have a culture of poor savings in the country? My argument would be, well, not necessarily. If you look at the fact that people are, you know, saving through these informal savings, which are your stock funds. But the biggest challenge where we need to deal with the issues are long-term investments. I mean, I think we need to make sure that distinction is quite clear. Mm. Because, I mean, if you look at most of those stock funds, it's mainly your grocery stock sale, end-year expenses, school fees, Very few would actually be for buying property. I mean, which is a good also trend where you're picking up some of these property stock sales. So really, it's as you correctly point out, I mean, it's certainly a mixed bag.
John, and as I must declare my conflicts of interest, I'm part of a stock file of pots. And guess what? It's my month to get paid. But I think that the message that you have conveyed is very clear. I mean, there has been some good money habits that have been formed in this time, but it's about ensuring that when things do blow over and when things do go back to normal, we keep up with the good habits and we continue to cut back on the bad. But John, we'll have to leave it there. So thanks so much for your time. John Maike, the Head of Financial Education at Old Mutual.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.